systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Wednesday, June 2nd, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you, everybody, so much for being with us. The Wednesday Night Show, episode number 356.
On a hump day.
On a motherfucking hump day.
How
are you doing?
I'm good.
You look good, by the way.
I don't know why.
I don't either. What the fuck?
I haven't showered in a good few days.
I like how you go to work looking nicer than you look when you go out with me. What's up with that?
I didn't even try. Dude, I got dressed in the dark.
Who are you trying to... What? Who are you trying to impress at work?
Nobody, dude.
Me?
I just got up and threw some clothes on and left.
So Cobra says, Danny, I think you should freeze yourself today.
I wish I could.
If you ever do. Today,
if I could look this nice every day, that would be amazing.
If Matt... in 50 years could come back and have sex with Danny from 50 years ago, which would be today, he'd be a happy man.
I wouldn't fuck Matt 50 years from now.
If you weren't Dana from 50 years from now?
Right.
Right. That makes
I would
sense.
Have better things to fuck.
I don't think I could fuck 50, 69-year-old Dana when I'm, 28.
Cobra says, I guess because people don't get sweaty in Montana, and that is bullshit.
M.O. is Missouri.
Oh.
Montana is MT.
Just I thought it said MT. I wasn't paying attention. I saw M and then I figured.
I saw Mo. Yeah, we get sweaty as fuck up her.
Yeah.
Up in her.
And I work in a kitchen, so I get hot really fast.
Right, so that helps. So, this is the Jam Hole, 406-204-4687. Of course, you can give us a call. Say hi, say live, whatever. The Jam
Hole. Say you hate us.
Say you hate us. I don't give a fuck. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should all be watching these at. Of course, you need a Ustream account to Chickadee Chat in the Chickadee Chat room. So, saw a pretty awesome bumper sticker today.
Oh, yeah?
This, usually the bumper stickers we talk about are things, religious things.
Yeah.
Like, don't judge me on my busted-ass car because my treasure is in heaven.
Yeah.
This one was different, and I got a good laugh at it. This one said... it's on another busted-ass van.
Okay.
So, says, if you're going to ride my ass, at least pull my hair.
That's a good one.
Now, the funny thing is...
what?
It was a dude driving. So, I don't know.
I feel kind of bad for my dad and my brother driving my car, because my car in a bright pink sticker says, Daddy's girl.
Keep your hands off of my body.
Keep your laws off my body. Shit
and
like
then
that.
You like pull to the side and it's like a dude and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I will keep my hands, my laws, my dicks and my nuts off of your body. No worries.
There's some cool bumper stickers on there too. Like save a cow, eat a vegetarian. And then, the insanity one. I don't suffer from insanity. I enjoy every minute of it.
Oh, and I wanted to mention this before we get too far into the show. I was listening to the latest Keith and the Girl episode, the one that came out yesterday. And at the beginning of this whole breakup thing, I had mentioned that nobody knows if it's real or not except
right.
for them, obviously. And if it's real, that's shitty. Life sucks. If it's not real, fucking bravo. Because, wow. And after listening to their latest episode... I'm almost positive it's real just from a viewer point of view.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to them, good luck, guys, because that is fucking tough to deal with.
I couldn't do it, dude. If I had broken up with you and I had to live with you just to do the show and for some contract for a book.
Yeah.
I would have lost the book.
Well,
and the podcast would be down the shitter because I can't
do
it.
They mentioned that too. And apparently in their contract... there was a lot of things that if they broke contract, they would get punished with, like fines, giving this back. And they basically said the show would be over. They wouldn't be able to afford it it would be done. So I completely understand, you know, we're not on great terms, but from me to them, like, props, because that's tough.
Yeah.
When we almost...
And hiding it from all of your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we almost broke up, you know, we didn't do a show that day. I can't sleep, eat, I can't think, I can't do anything when we're not cool.
Yeah.
I just, it kills me inside,
I
you know?
I couldn't live here and know that we're not together and you could be out fucking somebody, you know? I just couldn't deal with that thought.
I don't know. I have I mean, I've always respected them, definitely, but I have, for real, like, this is all serious here. I have a newfound respect for them just because, like, that... I've been there. I've been through that kind of shit. And for them to just keep going and doing shows, like, I would be really interested to hear the show they did the day they broke up. And this was over, you know, they were saying over like a year ago. And I would be interested because I know personally I couldn't do it.
Weird episode, you know.
I don't know. Honestly, though, I bet no one knew. No one noticed.
They're good actors, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, definitely. So I just wanted to mention, you know, I'm sure they're still... Thank you, Ustream. Appreciate that. I'm sure they're still, you know, not very pleased with us. I don't care. Whatever. That's all dust in the wind. But I just want to say fucking props, you guys. Like, that's really hard to do. And, you know, I salute you for that.
Maybe that's why Keith was having heart attacks.
Yeah, I know, right?
Trying to, you know, let everybody know the actual down low. But you know what? What we did as a prank wasn't...
No, because...
Nearly
I
like this.
I thought it was clear, but apparently it wasn't. You broke up with me.
Yeah,
we were just fucking around saying, ha ha ha, that was a joke. But yeah, it really did
happen.
That
really did happen.
So...
That day that I had, you know, quiver in my voice and shit, that was real.
Yeah, and I couldn't do a show. I can't do anything. I can't go to sleep. I can't eat. I'm a dead shell of myself, basically, when we have arguments like that. And to see them go through that, and they've been together way longer than we have, right?
Yeah.
And to see them just keep going like that, that's amazing to me. So... Right on,
balls,
guys.
I guess.
I wish you guys all the best, sincerely. You know, no hard feelings from our end,
but
I understand.
Yeah, I don't think you guys can ever say anything about us lying ever again.
Yeah, right. But
because you guys totally lived a lie for like a year.
Absolutely.
Okay? So,
but like I said,
we do harmless lies. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway,
Cobra says, "Is that why Keith's mad?" Ha ha. That's why they got so mad when you said you were joking, right? Because they were doing the same fucking thing, but for real.
Yeah, maybe they were like all into it and they're like, oh my God, they're going through the same stuff we are and just saying it. And then they're like, oh God, they're joking.
Yeah, but no. So like I said, that you guys are awesome. That's really fucking honorable that you guys can keep it going so well.
I wonder if Keith is going to move out now.
I don't know.
I wonder if they'll still keep the show going. They said they would.
I hope so. I enjoy the show. I still do, even though, you know, they're hating. But
I don't listen, so.
You know, when I have time, I definitely listen. And this whole thing, like, wow, I was floored. And it's kind of funny to see the reactions. Like, people have so much invested in these shows. And I appreciate when people get that invested in our show. But, like, people were mentally, emotionally shaken from that. Like, some people were pissed. And I just got to say... Your listeners, like, you got some hateful fucking listeners, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's that whole thing I was saying that, like, you're only mad that we didn't break up because you listened to the show hoping that we do, you know?
Yeah.
So now you got a little taste of it, looks like. But, yeah, fucking good luck, guys. Seriously,
yeah, no
for
kidding.
Real, sincerely, good luck. Because that's a tough spot to be in.
I couldn't do it, man. Props to you.
I for sure respect you guys a lot for being able to, you know, keep through that and keep it going and doing good shows. You guys are good. That's why you're on top, you know?
Anyway.
So, got some awesome... This is awesome for a couple different reasons. You know Viagra, right? We're all familiar with Viagra. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with... Female Viagra?
No.
I think this might be something we might want to try for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Flibanserin.
What?
Flibanserin.
Flibanserin?
F-L-I-B-A-N-S-E-R-I-N.
Okay.
Flibanserin. It's an antidepressant-like drug. Makes sex more satisfying for some premenopausal women distressed over their low sexual desire. And I believe, not saying that, you know, you're menopausal or anything like that, but saying that perhaps whatever it is, because like when you get depressed, you don't want to fuck. So,
right.
And that's understandable. So perhaps this does something hormonal in the brain to elevate those levels of, you know, whatever makes the depression go away, which in turn makes you want to fuck more.
Huh.
Pretty interesting, though.
Kind of weird.
The findings come from phase 3 clinical trials that drug maker Boehringer Ingelheim hopes will convince the FDA to approve flibanserin for the treatment of hypoactive sexual desire disorder, or HSDD.
Cobra says sneak it into her food.
Right, crack it in her drink.
Sad thing is he never cooks food, so
I know.
That would be a big no.
I'd have to start cooking. Fuck that. I mean, I want to have sex more, but I don't know if I'm willing to take that step. It's a slippery slope. Pretty soon I'm like cooking, cleaning, doing dishes. My dick fell off for a place of a vagina. Got titties coming in. Fucking all my hair's falling out. It's a mess, man.
We've already got the titties coming in.
I'll tell you something. That's not a show I want to watch. At all.
That's kind of cool, though. I'd try it just to see what it does.
I'm curious. While HSDD is a controversial diagnosis, some experts see it as the medicalization of what is, for many women, a relationship issue.
It is.
The 1,378 premenopausal women enrolled in the clinical trials were suffering distress over their lack of sexual desire. Now, does your lack of sexual desire cause you distress?
Yeah, well, it bugs me because...
Besides me bugging you about it, like, if I was out of the picture, would it still bug you?
If I were single?
Well, no. Like, say... Okay, yeah, maybe that's... I guess if you're single, you're not really having... You're not being pushed to have sex
right.
or anything like that, so...
No, it wouldn't bug me at all because I don't really... I don't... Yeah, I just don't really have a high desire. I don't know. So it doesn't bug me, but when
right.
I'm with someone... Like you.
It bugs you
it bugs
seeing
me,
how
yeah.
bugged I am about it.
Right.
Right.
And
okay.
That bugs me and it
yeah.
puts me in a weird funk and
That's
stuff.
That's understandable. Absolutely. The compared to women who received inactive placebo pills, those who took flibanserin at bedtime were more likely to get relief and or relief from self-reported sexual distress, to experience more sexual desire, and to have more sexually satisfying experiences.
Huh.
Make you come like a fucking waterfall.
Yeah, heighten my awesome O's.
Right. Oh, oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, it's magic. Anyway.
The drug did not work for all women. Just under a third of women taking flibanserin got over their sexual distress and or lack of sexual desire, versus about a fifth of women taking the placebo. But the difference was important to the women, says the study researcher Michael Critchman, a medical director of sexual medicine at Hoag Hospital down there in Newport Beach, California. Quote, "The absolute number of women who had remission of sexual distress was clinically significant, but equally important to them was how it improved their lives."
And their relationship, I'm betting.
Yeah, because, you know, and it depends. Like I said, for us personally, I'm glad that sex is our only problem. Like,
yeah.
We don't argue about shit. Like, we are completely happy. I mean, I am. You are.
Yeah.
Okay, so our one and only problem is the sex thing. And, you know, we're getting
yep.
better. We're working it out. It's worth it to me.
You try to patch it up, iron it
well,
out.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to fucking lose you because I want to fuck more than you do. That's retarded. There's
right.
something we can do to, you know, reach an agreement. And like I said, if this is our only problem, I think we're doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, we don't argue about shit else.
I've had other relationships where money is a huge problem.
Right. And I mean, we're broke as fuck.
Vehicle status is a problem.
But we don't argue about it.
Where, you know, the thought of having kids is a problem. You know, all these.
Religion.
Yeah, religion.
What to raise. Yep.
you know, that the boyfriend's parents not liking you because
honestly,
you're a certain way. What?
I think having kids in a relationship will lead to some of those money problems, will lead to sex problems. It'll lead to that because it's very stressful, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, having a kid, it stresses you financially, mentally, physically, sexually, like anything.
Yeah.
It fucking stresses you out. So I think having that removed from the equation, you know, helps us a lot also because we don't have that to worry about.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
But
and
I think, are we doing okay?
Yeah,
so
we're
far,
doing great.
Cool? Everything's cool?
Yeah.
Right on.
I mean, I'm not tired of you yet, and this is the longest I've been with somebody and not felt like cheating on them, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this the longest you've been with somebody like me? Because usually when people cheat, they get bored or the sex sucks or something like that. They're missing something which they find in somebody else.
Yeah.
So with us, it's different, right?
Yeah.
Like, the sex is satisfying when we have it and all
that.
So it's all good.
Yeah, and I don't, I'm not, so a lot of the times it was like, I don't know, mentally boring.
What was the main reason you found yourself cheating on your exes?
I guess because they were boring, that we didn't do a whole lot of things together, or
sexually, or just in general?
No, in general.
Right.
You know, like,
just boring conversation, boring to be around.
It wasn't.
Were they gamers?
Some of them.
Is that a problem?
Yes.
They'd rather game than fuck?
Well, like, one of them...
Because I put that shit on pause.
One of them, I fish a lot, okay? And down in Florida, I would go whenever I had the chance, right?
Right, right.
Well, he was like, hey, you know, you always go out at night and stuff, and you don't come home till, like, 5 in the morning.
Are you cheating on me?
No, he was
with
like...
With Moby Dick?
He was like, you know, can I come with you this time? I'm like, dude,
ooh,
yes, I would love if you came with me, please.
Let's share something.
Yes, I'm like, I thought you didn't like it, and that's why I went by myself. Let's do this. Yeah, absolutely, come with me. That would be, that's a turn on in itself. You're going fishing with me.
Right,
that's awesome.
Yeah, you were dripping wet the first time I went with you.
Dude, you have no idea.
Until I was like, fuck this.
Yeah. You know, I when I take a boyfriend fishing that doesn't really like to fish, and then they actually get into it, and they're catching stuff, that's almost just as awesome as me catching it myself.
Right, like when we went, I caught seven, we had fun and
it's
shit.
It's so awesome to see, you know. I don't know, I just love it. So anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I take him with me, and, you know, I go out to my bait shop at about fucking 6-7 o'clock at night, get my shrimp, and I head out to the jetties and stuff. I'm out there, and I'm fishing. I catch my ladyfish, hook those guys up, and I sit and chill until I get hits, and then I'll go back to catching the ladyfish and using more bait, whatever. Well, I caught a couple things here and there, and dude was starting to get anxious, like... He was getting bored, and I could tell.
How long were you guys out for?
See, this is where I think he misjudged it. He was like, maybe she'll catch something and she'll go home.
Right. Yeah, that's not how it works. Come on,
and
dude.
And he knew this because I don't come home until really late. I mean, I don't come home. When I go fishing out like that, I don't come home until it's the sun's coming up. You know, 5 in the morning, pretty much. And... You know,
you're putting in work.
Yes.
You're clocking in.
Like 12 hours.
For real. Getting overtime and shit.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you know, a lot of the times I'll just have the guys at the bait shop hold my bait until like 9 o'clock. And I'll swing by and get it and head out to the jetties and be there by like 10. And that way I'm not there forever. But, you know, we had got out there probably about 9 o'clock.
Right.
And it was probably about midnight when he started getting on my nerves. And he's like, hey, you know...
9 in the morning?
At night.
Oh, okay. So just a few hours.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I got out there at 9, and it was about midnight when
right.
he was like...
That's what I'm saying.
Me. He's like, you know, I got to go to work at you know... what? Because we worked second shift at Walmart, and we went in at 2 in the afternoon. He's like, I'd like to, you know, go home and do some stuff and get some sleep so I can go to work tomorrow. I'm like, dude, I do this all the time, and I work the same shift as you. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm going to be doing the same shit, and I'm going to stay out here until I'm done. And he's like, well, I, he's like, there's mosquitoes everywhere and blah, blah, blah. And he was just getting really bored. And so you know what he did? He fucking sat in my car and played his PSP the entire time and
nice.
Then fell asleep in my backseat.
Nice.
And when I was catching something and needed a gaff and yelled for him and shit, he was like, no. You know, he wouldn't help me. He wouldn't, I don't know. I was like, why did you even come with then? I'm like, you knew this is what I do.
Yeah, right.
And I was so excited to bring you with, and then you just totally shit on my fucking happiness. You know, I was like, ugh. You know, if you know that you don't want to be out there that long, don't fucking come with me, because I'm not going to leave right away.
Well, and that's, I mean, some guys are just not into it, you know? That's just how it is.
And, you know, I understand, and that's why I never bug anybody, and I don't bug you to go fishing with me, you know?
Yeah, and that's, I appreciate it, and every now and then I'll go, definitely, but, you know, it's just not something I'm into, and when you're out of the house, it gives me a chance to work on things,
right.
You know,
and
like hip-hop and the sight stuff. How much fun is it for you to sit here and watch me code? You know, like, that's, it's the same thing.
Not exactly. It's a little more engaging. Anyway.
Well, come on.
But, that was some of the problems that I had in previous relationships, is that they weren't as engaging as I would like them to be with things, and we didn't have too much common ground.
Right.
You know, things to do together, and the things we did together were all things that my boyfriend would like to do and nothing that I like to do type of deal. It was just, I don't know, like...
But I'm just saying we are compatible. Yeah. That's our only problem.
Whenever I was led to cheat, it was because either I was not being intellectually stimulated at all, I wasn't attracted to him anymore, or I just wanted something new because I was bored. I was bored of the same fucking person.
Right.
You know, and...
It's the whole excitement, meeting a new person, getting to see what they look like naked, what it feels like.
Yeah, getting to know them and stuff and learning all this shit.
Yeah, it's a game, right?
Seeing what works and takes and stuff. It's exciting.
It's a huge game.
And I always... It's when that falls out and stuff, and I be with them for a long time, and I'm getting bored and all that stuff, I end up cheating. And this is the longest relationship that I had where I haven't cheated on you. And
do you want to at all?
No.
Would you tell me?
Yeah.
On air?
Yeah.
I want to cheat on you. Word.
Well, I wouldn't say I want to cheat on you. I'd say I want to fuck someone else.
It'd be like one of those moments where we both go to say something. And it's like, you first. I want to cheat on you. Thank God! Fuck, I was thinking the same thing. Like, I was totally
Well, see,
kidding.
I would have to find someone to cheat on you with first, and there's no one.
You think that's the problem? Yeah. Are we just with each other because there ain't fuck else better out there?
Probably.
Is that it?
We're the last in the bucket.
We're
okay?
At the apex of the fucking... of
We're the last two fish in the sea.
Without their own little schools of fish.
Right, right. We are the big fucking blue makos and shit.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been. So don't cheat on me or I'll rip your
No, off. I would never... And that's why I was going to say, usually, like, when I was younger and stuff and in relationships, I remember being in, like, high school and dating, you know, like, 5 or 6 girls at the same time and trying to juggle all that. And, you know, when you're younger, it's easy because... It ain't shit. You're not seeing each other every day. You see each other maybe at school and shit like that. But then, you know, as I got older, I started mellowing out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I remember every single relationship, every time, all it would take for me, I'd be with them for, you know, 2-3 months, something like that. And then just one day, completely random, nothing to trigger this, nothing like that, I would just think of cheating on them. And I remember as soon as I got that initial thought in my mind, it happened. Within about 2 to 3 weeks, I was cheating on him. And that was it, you know?
You can only eat so many red M&Ms before you're like, fuck, I want a great
one. That's what I'm saying. You eat Wendy's every day. It's great. It's cheap. It's good and reliable. But sometimes you just want barbecue, man.
Tastes the same, looks the same. Tastes the same, looks the same. Tastes the same, looks the same. Smells the same. Tastes the same, looks the same. Tastes the same, looks the same.
Yeah, right. So this stuff here, it says nearly half of the women who are taking flibanserin and nearly a third of women taking the placebo reported at least minimal improvement in, quote, bothersome decreased sexual desire. Flibanserin is taken nightly at bedtime. However, it's not an on-demand treatment. Data suggests that the drug begins to affect sexual satisfaction after 4 weeks of continuous treatment. In the 24-week Bouquet studies, which is each of the Boehringer Incline funded studies is named after a flower. Thank you. There were a few drug-related side effects. Those most commonly reported were daytime sleepiness, dizziness,
fatigue.
Fatigue, thank you. Anxiety, dry mouth, nausea, and insomnia. Some 15% of women on flibanserin and 7% of those on placebo stopped treatment due to side effects.
Wow.
So, you know, not very many.
Wonder if the side effects are just that gnarly, you know.
Side effects, she grows a dick, but she loves to fuck.
I would totally be willing to try that.
Would you do a trial? A test
I would.
Trial? 4 months?
I would.
Or 4 weeks, I mean, until it kicks in?
I totally
would. How would we go about doing that?
I don't know. Maybe try and hook up with a doctor and tell him about
Web it. WebMD?
I don't know,
hook it
man.
Up. Just hook it the fuck up so I can hook me the fuck up. You know what I mean. Updated reports on data from the North American Daisy and Violet studies, remember, named after flowers, made by Kirchman and other researchers at this week's annual meeting of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists in Frisco. That's odd. Like a weird coincidence that they meet, they're vagina people, but they meet in Frisco.
Hey, Cobra says, yeah, but what are the long-term effects?
Fucking sex!
Hmm.
Freaky sex, anal sex, threesome sex. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll do our own little study. Kirchman is an advisor to Borg and Ilheim and serves on their speakers bureau, service for which he is compensated. Paid. Pay
so,
this nigga. Pay me!
So...
I'll make you fuck. Just pay me.
Do you see us ever in the long run?
Breaking up? Never. Next question.
No, I mean, like, getting tired of each other or wanting something different or just being bored of each other.
I think, honestly, given enough time, it's only natural for people to want to start getting something different. That's just human nature. But I think if we both are aware of it and conscious of this fact, then we, you know,
come to some kind of agreement.
Exactly. You just need to evolve. You and the relationship need to evolve.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it gets stale, and that's the end of it, dude. That's it. And that's where the love and, you know, how much are you dedicated to this person, how much do you love me, comes into play. Do you love me enough to where you're willing to, you know, try it in the ass or something? Are you willing to suck my dick every now and then?
I've tried.
If not, then it's not going to work. But if you are, then there's, you know, the next step of evolution.
I always hoped I'd be, you know, like one of those old couples you see together, like when they fucking die and they're all in their hundreds and shit. And like they've been together since forever and never cheated on each other and totally happy with each other. You know, like
the
happily ever after thing.
They end up murder suicide usually.
No, there's those couples that from, you know, like way back in the day when that was normal, like two people get married and stay together forever and, you know, are happy. You know?
Yeah.
I want that.
My grandparents were married for, over 60 years, I think.
Yeah, my dad's
since
parents,
before World War II.
My dad's parents were married for, 60 years. Like, 59 or 60 years. I remember being a kid they had a 50-year anniversary.
You also gotta remember, back then, totally different times.
Yeah.
And those people were still living in that, you know, that society rule set. Nowadays, it's pretty much common for people to just live together. They do what we're doing, you know? You have the point of view, like, how we think that you only need to get married if you're insecure and you need a piece of paper saying, I got you, bitch.
Or if you need health insurance.
Or health insurance, stuff like that, of course. Or you're religious,
which
you know?
Which you need to get back your health insurance so I can marry you,
please. Yeah, okay, I'll work on that, thanks.
You don't want to marry me?
I don't know. I'll think about it, you know?
It's a good way to keep me from never breaking up with you. I'd be like, that's a lot of paperwork, man. And a lot of money.
I thought the show would be enough for that, but apparently not, you know, as we've seen in the wild.
This is kind of like a marriage. Maybe we should do the whole fake marriage thing.
Shit.
Have a big party, and I'll get a wedding dress and look awesome.
How fun would that be?
It'll be totally black because I'm not pure at all.
At all. La, 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 la.
I always always kind of wanted to do the red wedding dress from Beetlejuice. You know, Lydia's in it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But honestly, like...
You could totally wear the red fucking velvet suit he's wearing. That'd be so hot. Have a Beetlejuice wedding. Ugh.
Yeah, Cobra says people are less Christian now. Premarital sex is okay now.
Oh, is
and
it?
It was. It was a totally different time back then. And honestly, if you're not religious or anything like that, and there's no insurance benefits, no perks, nothing like that, like, what is the purpose of getting married? In our modern view, and, you know, people that are our age, we don't have that deep-seated tradition in our brains.
It's dedicating yourself to the other person.
But why
in front of family and friends.
And you can't just prove that. You have to go and actually bring
nice.
The government involved and say, will you tell her that I'm dedicated, please?
It's understandable to, you know, want to get everyone that you care about together and, express your love for this other person.
See, Amham says, been with the wife 20 years. You old fucker. been with the wife 20 years, and I'm a romantic in some way, therefore married. But I'm a hopeless romantic, hip-hop poet semantics. I'm not in any kind of hurry to get married, but I've always seen it.
Well, neither am I.
As that tradition, and I'm not religious, and I'm not into that tradition. It's dumb. And so I see no purpose for it. I'm not insecure to where I need a piece of paper that says, I got you, bitch.
Ugh, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, I understand it, though, because it, you know, it's bringing your whole, your two families together, you know, my side of the family,
but
all coming together and probably coming from out of state, people you haven't seen in a long time, all coming to get together to celebrate the love that you have for this other person. You know, it's just an excuse, basically, to have a big party and show everybody that you're for real.
Dana Whidden.
What?
I love you. Let's party.
Matthew Michael Lee.
Dana Whidden. Dana, my balls in your mouth, Whidden. I love you.
Do you even know my middle name?
No.
God.
Rose? Marie?
What?
Mariah? Mars? That was my
keyboard. Oh my God, dude.
I'm so fucking stoned right now.
Learn my middle name.
I'm not of sound mind right now. Whatever happens, I'm just saying.
Can't believe you don't know my middle name. Wow.
I can't believe I just dropped my Apple keyboard. Do y'all see that? You see that? It's an Apple keyboard I use on my PC.
That's like interracial, okay?
Fucking A. I think that every time I plug it in, I'm like, look at this big black USB port.
God. Anyway. I wouldn't mind getting married one day. It'd be kind of cool.
Fuck it.
Get my whole family together.
Fuck it.
You know, because I've got family all over the fucking U.S., and it'd be nice to get them all together in one area.
Party over
and
here.
And show them that, you know, hey, I'm doing great. I found someone. Found someone. Okay?
I know, right? Trillion? Billion? How many fucking people are living on this planet?
Because I'll tell you what, dude. Most of my family was like, you're going to die sad and alone.
Yeah, hey, I heard that too. You're going to be a spinster weird cat dude.
Yeah, they're like, who the fuck, you know?
Wants you. Worthless.
My family loves me and stuff, but they're like, you know what? You're a little fucking out there, and you're probably not going to find anyone that's going to be able to put up with you, you know?
Amham has a point. He says it's all about the love and a public celebration of our commitment in front of our closest friends and family.
That's what it is, and it'd be cool. And
well, fuck it. Let's party then.
I have really cool ideas
for
a wedding, because it totally wouldn't be the whole... pretty
can
white,
we have
really...
Billy Idol singing his 1987 hit White Wedding?
Yes, that would be hot.
Until I forget
or
how
I
that
could,
song
I could
goes
get,
now
it's a nice day
for a white wedding.
I could get Cliff in that
start again. Now it's
thank you.
Nice day for a white wedding.
I could get my friend Cliff and his band Day Minus 7 to come and cover it.
Could they play white wedding?
Yeah, they could play anything.
Okay, well, let's kind of finish this up here. It says, in mid-June, an expert advisory panel will vote on whether to recommend FDA approval of flimansirin. So we got to wait till mid-June in a couple weeks.
Damn.
But Boehringer Ingelheim isn't waiting for FDA approval. They said, fuck that. they're going to begin its marketing campaign, although the materials are careful not to mention the drug. Information on company-sponsored websites emphasize the, quote, sex-brain-body connection. That is that, quote, the brain is the most important sexual organ. And that's why I'm into getting head so much. It's for my brain. It's brain food. It's good for you.
It's for your little head.
That's fine. He's got a brain, too. It's a little brain.
Not much of one at all.
Nah, it's not.
It's like, look, I'm big now.
Who am I? It does two things, or three things. Gets big, gets small, and takes a piss.
It throws up, too.
And semen, right.
Right.
Thank you.
Put it in a bag, and you beat it till it throws up.
Jesus, dude. Word to that. Flibanserin acts on the brain. It is not a hormonal treatment such as the Intrinsa testosterone patch, which has been approved in Europe but not in the U.S. And despite being dubbed, quote, female Viagra in the media, it has nothing in common with Viagra or other erection enhancers. So I'll put a link to that story in the show notes at thejamhole.com. Of course, you can read more about it. There's another page to it or whatever.
Pyrotech has a good point. He says, Matt, two words, prenuptial agreements.
Holla if you hear me.
And I replied back. I said, yeah, I would take all his shit.
Shit.
If we ever, you know, got married and then divorced later on, I would take all of your shit.
I would kill you.
I would try my damnedest.
Before you had the chance to divorce
me. See, I would trick you into getting me pregnant and have your kid, and then I would be able to take all of your shit. And then, you know what? Give it up for adoption a couple years later.
Holla. I just saw something. Amham, he says, fuck, the dishes are calling. And then down the line a bit in the chat, thejamhole.com/live, MDS says, Amham, you should borrow Matt's dishwasher. Her name is Danny. Fucking A, guys. Fucking A. All right.
Yeah,
well, moving on here. This one's for you. Tuesday, cocaine abusers.
Yay!
Who, if you did not already know this, are already at risk for an abnormal heartbeat, blood pressure problems, hallucinations, convulsions, and stroke. Well, my friends, my
what?
Cocaine, weird, tweaky, glitchy friends.
Is there another side effect?
You can add another potential health complication to the list. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rotting flesh.
Rotting flesh?
Rotting.
Give me rotting teeth.
Flesh. Well, that's already in there. Quote, if you are a user of cocaine, you should be aware that some of the cocaine is not clean. And
none of it's ever clean. You just pray that there's like a speck
Excuse
of
me.
Real cocaine in there so you can get kind of high.
Excuse me.
What?
No shit.
Why do you think I have a deviated septum, okay?
Dude, if any of these fucking coke junkies ever did pure cocaine, they would fucking die. Granted, I'm not about you
I probably wouldn't die. I'd just be really high for a long time.
I am not down with you greedy motherfuckers who have friends just because you have cocaine that stomp the fuck out of it, and by the time it gets to us, it tastes like fucking jet fuel and diesel gas. Thank you.
Baby laxatives.
You greedy fuck. It's so disgusting. That's why I don't do it anymore. And, you know, besides it's illegal. But besides the point, it's shit. It's complete shit.
If I can find really good cocaine, I would probably do it. Just
Ritalin
for giggles.
Is better than your fucking cocaine or
yeah.
what you're trying to pass off
as cocaine.
Because at
least Ritalin is Ritalin and I know what I'm getting with
That's
Ritalin.
That's right. And that shit gets me fucked up, son.
But it
when
makes
I used
my
to
stomach
do
feel
it.
Funny.
Well, yeah.
It makes me like makes me want to do every like if I go to work and take it, it makes me want to do everything all
at
once.
Absolutely, dude.
My brain can handle it at that point. I'm like functioning on a higher plane of existence, you know. I'm like, what?
Go back through the show notes at thejamhole.com and tell me if you can figure out which ones were typed while I was blasted on some fucking Ritalin back in the day. Because, dude, I try to write about every idea I'm having all at the same fucking time, and holy Christ.
Just rambles on.
Oh, it's a mess, dude. It's such a fucking mess.
Oh, man, listen back and see if you can find out the shows that I'm on it.
Yeah, for sure. There's been a few, right? Let me tell you about this and this and this.
Let me tell you about this. Wait, let me go back to that. And what was I talking about there? Okay, I want to go back to that.
Word. So if you are a user of cocaine, and I highly recommend you do not do it. You do it. You don't. No, don't do it. You should be aware that some of the cocaine is not clean and can have other agents that can cause you to have a low white cell count or skin tissue death. STD? Huh. No. STD. Yes, it is. Skin tissue death.
Wow.
It's an STD I don't want any fucking part of, man.
Rotting flesh, man.
That's fucked up, dude. You're killing your customers, okay? That would be like if Verizon all of a sudden just increased the fuck out of their signals and I just got my brain irradiated just completely.
Yeah.
Don't do that, because guess what? A dead customer, not a paying customer anymore. And guess what else? If you're linked to them dying, you're effed.
Dude, you know what? I'm so lucky, dude. For doing as much cocaine as I have done, I still have amazing skin.
Praise the Lord and for that. Let us. Lord, I am going to praise you for that.
And you know what?
With a Billy Idol song.
I have eczema, too, and my skin is still wonderful because I fucking take care of it.
Burger says Ritalin and weed is a great combo. You know what else is a great combo, allegedly? Ritalin and Oxy in a spoon. Boom.
You know what's an awesome combination?
My balls, your mouth.
No, Ritalin and Ritalin. And Ritalin, some more Ritalin.
Ritalin and everything else.
They're like, oh, take 20 milligrams in the morning and 20 milligrams in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, you mean 80 and 80? Okay.
I just took 120 milligrams a minute.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is no good. Dr. Ginwa Demyati, an associate professor of medicine at the University of Rochester and an epidemiologist for the Monroe County Health Department in NY, in a report in the June 1st issue of Annals of Internal Medicine.
What?
Whoa, inappropriate. The Annals of Internal Medicine, Demyati and doctors from the University of Rochester Medical Center discussed two cases involving women with a history of cocaine use who came to the hospital for help when they noticed purplish plaques on their cheeks, earlobes, legs, thighs, buttocks, head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Damn.
Them is some fucked up hoes, right?
I have done a lot of coke and I've never had a problem like that.
Well,
ever.
It's just now starting to happen more.
I had scabies, you know. That was a pretty fucked up skin thing.
I think we've mentioned this on the show, but if you Google image scabies, whoa, dude.
Those were in my skin.
Talk about some creepy fucking Stargate.
All over my body.
Bug thing. Yeah.
It took me 6 months to figure out what it was.
Fuck that, dude. Ever. Fuck that. Their profiles were typical of toxicity with levomisol, the doctors reported. The medication is a veterinary anti-worming agent. An anti-worming agent. I've got worms.
Here, sniff this.
It's approved for use in cattle, sheep, and pigs. It was once used to treat cancer, autoimmune diseases, and kidney problems in humans. It's no longer approved for use in people in the U.S., she said, because of adverse side effects. Like, my skin is rotting. Erototoy says, Gary Coleman did a lot of coke. Look where he is. Yeah, in the ground. Guess what's happening to him? His skin is rotting right now as we speak. Yeah, coke is bad. I absolutely agree, man. That is a drug I will probably never do again.
I will probably
never
do it again.
Do again either. Thank
no,
you.
No, you know what?
Moving on.
Hey.
Pardon?
I wasn't done.
Oh, I apologize.
Cocaine is not that bad of a drug.
I'm going to smoke some pot.
Only if it is good cocaine. And you know it's good cocaine.
And you can control your habit, right, which 99.1% of you cannot, me included.
Correct. Well, I'll do it until it's gone.
Exactly.
But at this point, I don't think I would go out and hunt for more.
You know why it's called blow?
Because it just blows.
Because you blow your fucking money on it, and then you blow a dude to get more.
No,
yeah, it is. Google it.
I'm
Wiki
not
it.
Into it anymore or anything, but I think if I found some, like, good pink Peruvian dust that...
You would die.
I would definitely do a few lines and party for a little bit, you know?
Party hardy.
You know, it's cool. I never liked the idea of meth because staying awake for 4 days at a time doesn't appeal to me at all.
Not in the fucking least, dude.
And people
when I'm
are like,
done,
oh, well, meth is so much better than cocaine. It's so much more intense.
Nah,
I'm like, yeah,
nah,
but
nah,
I can
nah,
do
nah.
a line of coke and take a nap later if
that's
I feel like
that's what I'm
like
saying,
it.
Dude. After a long day of being up the fuck here,
you just want to
I
want to
sleep. I don't want to... go all night and then all day
your
and
mind
then be
needs a yeah, break.
Fuck that noise.
You guys like in the new Nightmare on Elm Street, you're gonna start having fucking micro naps, dude. Like that's when you start seeing shit.
Yeah.
Because you're dreaming but you're awake.
When you micro party too hard, you take a massive micro nap all day.
Oh God. Anyway, let's move on
so,
from
yeah,
drug abuse.
In the new report here, the doctors concluded, based on the women's symptoms, that cocaine laced with levomysol can not only cause problems with white blood cells, a problem previously reported. I think that levomysol sounds familiar, and I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, but I think we remember talking about that.
Sounds like Lysol.
Yeah, yeah, you probably said that same thing. But yeah, I totally remember talking about that. But now they're finding out that death of the skin's outer layer, it also causes.
Wow.
They said that physicians should suspect cocaine abuse when they see patients with skin lesions caused by tissue death. And that is fucking disgusting, dude. Have you seen people like that?
Yeah.
That have the... Oh, it's so foul. It's so foul.
You know, when they say cocaine abuse, all right?
Yes.
Is there any other way to... not abuse it?
You
like,
could just
you...
take it moderately and responsibly. I can't even say that. And responsibly.
So there's no way around it. If you do some cocaine, you're abusing cocaine. You're a cocaine abuser.
That is the nature of the beast.
Can it be prescribed in...
Probably not anymore. Ever again. Ever.
When can we go back in time and get the actual Coca-Cola with cocaine in it? Because that would be
also
amazing.
Probably never going to happen.
I really want to try that.
I'll work on that wormhole thing.
That's a good energy drink, man.
Wormhole thing? Oh, cocaine.
Coke with cocaine.
Right, right. Yeah.
Coke with real Coke.
We're World War One. We're marching on net. Yeah.
I know, right?
Give me more Coca-Cola. Like, kill me some whatever we were killing in World War One. Yeah, fuck yeah.
And
Britain.
2 hours later, crash.
Yeah, right? I need my... yeah, right. So, yeah, this is becoming a pretty serious problem here. Quote, the drug may induce an immunological reaction producing inflammation or vasculitis, an inflammation inside the small blood vessels. Demiotti said and explained the link to tissue death, quote, the result can be the death of the epidermis, a.k.a. the outer layer of skin.
Cobra,
your skin is dying,
Cobra, dude. Cobra666 says fat people are food abusers.
That is true.
That is
absolutely
very true. And Amham says every pharmacy in the USA holds pure Coke.
Get the fuck out of
You're
here.
You're lying.
You're a liar.
If they did, I'd have found it by now.
Thejamhole.com/PO box.
I have a nose for that shit.
Hey, thejamhole.com/PO box. Two words. Prove it.
That
so
would be awesome.
Your drug habit is causing your skin to die. Okay? No good. No, and you know what? The funny thing is, well, it's more sad than anything, but it's funny. These people will continue to do coke.
Oh, of course
they
will.
They will not even skip a beat. Their heart
oh,
will.
Oh, man.
When I was
when I was doing coke, dude, I knew it was cut with something messed up. And you know what? I actually got a bad batch when I was out in Idaho. And, It was definitely cut with some kind of laxative because every time I did a line, I felt like I had a shit. But,
nice.
And it was also really rough. There was something else in it that was so rough, and I think it was cut with like
glass.
Yeah, like it was cut with meth.
Fucked up, right?
It was cut with crystal meth. I'm pretty positive. And fucking,
if I wanted meth, tore, I would have bought meth. Thank you.
Yeah, it tore up my entire fucking nasal cavity in my throat. I lost my voice for almost 4 days, and you know what? I still did the whole bag.
Of course, it's the nature of the beast. Dude.
I still
like
got high. It just kind of hurt.
So let's finish this up here. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report in late 2009 on a cluster of cases of problems with white blood cell counts linked to cocaine use. It's called agranulocytosis. The condition occurs when bone marrow fails to make enough white blood cells. The report noted that levomysol was found in some of the people with and cocaine exposure. But the reports of tissue death associated with contaminated cocaine are newer. This is a new fucking animal.
Okay.
Dr. Kurt Nolte, Nick's brother, a pathology professor at the University of New Mexico and one of the authors of the CDC report, says, quote, tissue death has been associated with levomysol in a clinical context when the drug was used therapeutically. He said, I've not seen any cocaine users with this. It is effed in the A because of the C. It's not a surprise, given the amount of cocaine that everyone likes to do. No, given the amount of cocaine that has been laced with the medication, Dr. Juliet Van Entwick, an epidemiologist with the Washington State Department of Health, who also contributed to the CDC report, quote, the increase in cocaine containing levomysol has been really rapid. It's going up, 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 and up, and your skin is going down. Yeah, so that sucks. Until a few years ago, she said probably less than 10% of cocaine supplies had it. Now, you want to take a shot in the dark? How much they assume has it? What percentage?
Not a clue.
Back in the day, it was 10%, okay?
Okay.
Now, experts suspect that 80% do. You went from 10% to 80%? That's almost all your cocaine, dude. Anyone listening to this podcast right now, if you've done coke in the last week, your skin is fucked. You're fucked. Kiss your ass goodbye. TheJamHole.com/donate. Give us your shit. TheJamHole.com/PO Box. Send us your shit. You're fucked. Game over. Good night. Not me.
Not me.
My skin is beautiful, and it's soft and supple.
Oh, man.
And it's making my dick get hard just thinking about it.
A lot of people don't have good skin. It's so weird, dude.
I know. What's up with that?
I don't know, man. And, you know, I used to be a tattoo artist and stuff, and so it's so nice to see people with good skin because then they can actually take the ink.
Yeah, right? It's gorgeous.
It's hot. You know, I can't be with somebody who has crappy skin.
Cause yeah, it's gross. Like, yeah. Zits and ditch. That's why I'm a picker. I have to just get rid of them.
Or, like,
so
if they have any kind of imperfections on the back of their neck, dude. I get weirded out.
I always felt bad for kids like that in school because it, like, it. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, really, unless you're just, you're really being dirty, but. Like, all I do at night is just wash my face with water, and that's it. And I, you know, don't really have a problem with that. But
I just
some
use my facial cleaner and shit.
I only use that in the shower, like, once a week.
Well, no, I have my makeup remover facial cleaner that I use. I don't wash my face every
my
day,
My makeup
though, so.
Remover, just, it doesn't, just forget it.
Use mine.
So, this guy says that the skin problem is treatable, but if you stop using cocaine, most of the cases would get better. Agranulocytosis, on the other hand, is a serious illness that requires hospitalization for treatment, they said. So, good luck, people doing...
Yeah, good luck, cocaine heads.
The cocaine.
Cokeheads.
So, you know how lately we've been talking about the world coming to an end, 2012, people are freaking out, we're having earthquakes, and just some fucked up shit, right?
Yeah.
End times upon us. RFID chips, fucking barcodes, money's going all digital. Like, it's coming if you're into that. Okay, so, more proof. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The worst grasshopper outbreak. Excuse me. The worst grasshopper outbreak in decades may envelop the western states this summer, scientists warn. a dramatic rise in the number of grasshoppers was found during a survey of the western states conducted last year by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And while that may seem bad enough on its own, it's really the grasshoppers' kids that are the threat.
What?
The grasshopper multiply like a rabbit. It multiply. It'll fuck like a rabbit.
Wow.
If last summer's adults were successful during mating season, then the worst grasshopper infestation in 30 years could strike the ranches and agricultural land in the Great Plains states between late July and early August. Good fucking luck. Ecologist David Branson, who was not involved with the study but specializes in grasshopper management with the USDA in Sydney, Montana, holla at your boy, 406.
406.
He agrees. He agrees. We are all completely fucked. Good luck, guys. We are fucked. Good luck, because we're fucked.
I'm sorry.
We're all fucked. Good luck. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to write raps about how fucked we are and do podcasts about how fucked we are.
We already do that.
And then when we get fucked, I'll be like, yeah, I wrote all about it. Read it. Listen to it. Watch it. It's there.
You just fucked my mind.
We're all fucked. That's, if you take away anything from this episode, be it that we are all fucked. Pacific Northwest states, such as Washington, are also fucked, says entomologist Richard Zack, a.k.a. Grissom, of Washington
Grissom?
State University. Fuck yeah.
I miss Grissom.
I do too. That's why this guy is my Grissom. The USDA survey included the number of adult grasshoppers from late spring to early fall in 2009. Based on those numbers and favorable reproductive conditions, such as the mild winter this year. Maybe a little global warming.
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Who do you believe?
Me.
Chuck's Pants says the real Grissom is from Wyoming. And you know what? I appreciate that one of our listeners knows that.
That is awesome.
Thank you, Chuck's Pants. Thank you. That's for you. From me to you, Chuck's Pants, there's another one.
Stop it.
Fucking, we're so fucked, dude. The end. We're the fucked. End. The end. That's it, dude. That's fucking it. Montana, that's us. We're fucked. Wyoming, yep. Nebraska, you're all fucked. States with typically high numbers of grasshoppers due to the large expanses of open rangeland there, being how we all live in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Large expanses of fucking rangeland. It's called Main Street. They're already seeing more than 8 grasshoppers per square yard. 8
Dude,
per square yard.
I remember...
That's 3 feet.
When I had my dog, Fergie, my puppy, when she was just a puppy, her first summer, I had to take her to the vet, right?
Hold on real quick.
What?
From Peru says, Fulcanelli and his band of merry alchemists state that we will be fine in the Andes Mountains. So technically, you are fucked. I will be fine here, man. We're fucked. Sorry. What were
anyway, I had to take my dog to the vet for the first time in the summer. And I go to that vet out, where the hell is it? Out kind of, is it in Evergreen? I can't remember.
Sure.
I don't remember.
Doesn't even matter.
It's like Alpine Vet
Word,
clinic,
yeah,
whatever.
In Evergreen,
you know,
thank
yeah,
you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, they have like a pretty big yard out front, you know, for all the animals and shit to take a shit before they go in. And it was, I don't know, there was like just... The lawn was really nice and shit, and I go to walk my dog to have her, you know, take a piss or shit before she goes in. And I'm walking, and everywhere I step, it's a tidal wave of fucking grasshoppers. Like,
they're
millions.
Big, too, dude. Like, you don't think, like, unless you've seen them before in real life. Like, if you've never seen them before, like, dude, they're like cockroaches. They're big motherfuckers. When it says there's 8 per square yard, like, that's a bunch, dude. You're stepping on them and they're going crunch, crunch, and I'm throwing up because we're so fucked.
Dude, when I first moved up here, it was so weird because the bugs that we do have up here are huge.
Fucking A.
Dude, you know, Florida has a lot of bugs. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, they got some pretty big bugs. Yeah. Y'all got, like, praying mantises and shit.
Yeah, they're pretty
dude.
Cool.
Those are cool as fuck.
They're wicked. But, like, you know, I don't know. Yeah, we have bugs and stuff. We have them all the time, all year round. But up here, man, your mosquitoes are huge. Your fucking, your grasshoppers are huge. Your bees, fucking huge.
We got some big motherfucking bees up here. I'll give you
that
for
sure. Yeah,
dude,
there's a lot of fucking.
And spiders. We got some big ass fucking spiders up here.
Yeah, Florida's got bigger spiders. I can tell you that right now. We got tarantulas that actually run wild. Those rose-haired fucking tarantulas, those actually run wild.
Nah.
And the brown recluse is down there, too.
Nah.
Brown recluse is, like, lived in my backyard. So, and I ran around barefoot because I'm a dumb child. Yay.
Nice.
But anyway, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we're fucked. So, the problem is spreading to the Pacific Northwest states not used to dealing with grasshopper outbreaks. In Washington, 451,000 acres of land had a grasshopper density higher than 8 grasshoppers per square yard in 2009, up from 67,000 acres back in 2006. 451,000 compared to 67,000. That is astronomical.
My boob itches.
We are so fucked, dude. Oh my god, this is the plague. Stock up, dude.
Rado Toy says, why do you have a British accent?
I don't know. We're fucked. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Deal.
Ew.
So, across the 17 western states, adult grasshopper blanketed.
Now you're back to having an Asian accent. What's going on?
115 million acres at densities between 8 and 15 grasshopper per square, according to the report. The potential economic impact is uncertain. I'm pretty certain we're fucked. But federal agencies and researchers are advising farmers and ranchers to keep a watchful eye on a grasshopper's numbers and be ready to spray their land with pesticides if an outbreak hits. That's a phenomenal idea. Just, hey, do you guys got any chemicals? Just get all the nasty chemicals you have and just spray the fuck out of them, and that will kill all the grasshoppers and the humans. And Kitty!
The fuck is she doing?
She's trying to climb up the motherfucking bookshelf.
Dude, she does
that. That is a huge no.
And she knocks down shit all the time, and I get so aggravated. Ugh. She did it the other day, and I was sitting on the couch, and I grabbed a bunch of pens and just started chucking them at her. She was getting kind of upset about that, but, you know. So anyway, you got another story for us? Or are we
absolutely
good with grasshoppers? Can we move on from the bug thing? You know how I am with bugs. Let's get over that.
Yeah, that's fine. There's just some stats and some numbers. But yeah, basically, just remember that we're fucked. And I'll put a link to this on the show notes at thejamhole.com.
Every time you
see
a grasshopper, you're going to go, oh, man.
Matt was right. We are so fucked. All right. Well, speaking of being completely fucked, police arrested a Staunton man late Monday night. Okay.
Okay.
After he reportedly killed a blank that interrupted his video game. He killed a blank. What do you think?
Baby.
Negative.
Damn it. Wait, stop.
He killed
dog. Cat.
Cat. He killed a kitten. Sad
a kitten?
Motherfucking kittens. The kitten interrupted his game, man. You want to guess what color this gentleman is?
Black.
Fucking A.
Ow! God damn it.
I fucking love you.
You always grab my head and pull my bandana.
I
hate that.
Fucking love you. You are so fucking. He killed a kitten because you interrupted my video game, son. Kitten. Bruce Jamar Waltzon, 21, is charged with misdemeanor animal cruelty and disorderly conduct. He should be charged with being just a complete piece of fucking shit.
Yes.
And sucky video game. You probably wasn't even. You were on the first fucking level because you suck. You suck so bad you get so fucking pissed. And you're like, fuck that cat. And then now you got charges. You get press charges on, sucker. Staunton authorities were called to Walson's apartment at 9 p.m. after his girlfriend phoned the 911. Police said Walson apparently became enraged when the woman's kitten disconnected his video game. Walson is accused of killing the kitten by hurling it against a wall. Quote, in front of her kids, said Officer Lisa Klein. Walson, who had been free on bond in connection with a January breaking and entering charge. Huh. Interesting, huh? Huh. Huh. Little B&E. All right. Killing kittens, breaking and entering, no big deal, all in a day's work, if you know what I mean. He's being held without bond, of course, at the Middle River Jail there. Debbie Kaywood, director of the Augusta Regional SPCA, said her organization does not come across physically abused animals on a regular basis, and said accounts of torturing animals is, quote, very rare in this area as far as what we deal with. Police arrested Walson earlier this year after he was suspected of assaulting two people at his apartment building and beating one of the victims with a vacuum sweeper. He threw a kitten at a wall. He's beating up people with vacuum sweepers. What the fuck?
I should kill this guy.
Wait, right? Does anyone live in Staunton? Because you should seriously go talk to him. Go have a little heart to heart.
This is bullshit, dude.
This is bullshit.
Was it a kitten or was it a total full-grown cat?
It's kitten. Says kitten. And it's a fucking video game, fuck. Like, really? God, I'm so into this game. I'm
what
gonna
was
kill
it? Fucking
something in real life. What a fucking
I bet she was like
D-bag.
Kingdom Hearts or some
stupid
You're
shit. You're playing like some faggot Barbie game, you homo. You got pissed because you came out of the closet a little too soon and your mom disowned you. And now the cat is your fucking target of aggression. You throw it against a wall, really? I hope somebody just reams your asshole with their cock
Dude,
in jail.
Dude, I get so sad.
That's fucked up, right?
When
That's sad kittens.
Killed,
Complete
dude.
Sad kittens.
So sad. Dude, I was...
I'm sorry for
check
reading this.
Check this out. This is one of the worst days of my life, okay?
Please.
I was driving home from work to my parents' house where I was living at the time, and I was driving my big-ass black truck. And to turn into my parents' driveway, it's this sharp left-hand turn that goes straight downhill. And I guess someone had hit this kitten and left it there, and it was still alive. And it was this tiny little thing, like as big as my hand, and it was like that gray color, and I saw it in the middle of the road right in front of our fucking driveway.
That's fucked up.
And I pulled over and I fucking sat there and cried, dude. I picked it up and held it and let it die in
That's
my arms.
Fucking
I was
sad,
so
dude.
Fucking sad.
I've had cats, like when I used to live out on a like right on a highway, and we used to have a few cats, like 9 or 10. We had a few cats.
There was a cat house and out there, and that's why there was cats everywhere.
For sure, but yeah, we lost a couple, and it was totally sad, dude. Every time, you know, it's their little. Cool little animals.
Yeah, they don't do anything.
Even dogs. I don't even like dogs, but it's sad when, you know, they get hit by a car. I've hit a couple
or abused or
before,
whatever.
And it's fucking sad. You gotta pull out the fur from your bumper and shit. Like, that's some
a friend
fucked
of mine,
up shit.
A friend of mine had this little Toyota, right? And a greyhound, or not a greyhound, a Great Dane actually hit him. It was so funny. He was fucking not parked, but at a light. On Lockwood Ridge Road down in Sarasota, Florida, sitting on a light, and this fucking Great Dane just comes fucking running and just nails the guy's driver's side door, dents the fucking door, and just walks off like nothing happened, and just totally fucked up the guy's side of the door. It was so fucking funny.
Amham says, I once killed a 40 because I was pissed at the game my chick was playing.
Nice.
I hear that. I hear you for sure. So, the cops got him earlier this year after he was suspected of assaulting two people at his apartment building and beating one of them with the vacuum. They're saying that he kicked in a door. According to cops, Walston and Sylvester Gentry, who's 25, kicked in a door at the apartment there, knocking down a 36-year-old man who was beaten with the sweeper. Klein then said a 54-year-old woman also was knocked to the floor, where she was punched and kicked. You punched and kicked a 54-year-old woman. Word. What a man. Wow. wow, dude. Hey, you're lucky you have me, a man such integrity and valor and honor and courage.
Courage?
And
the cowardly dog.
Loves to fuck and please you all the time.
I need to watch that again.
I will please you all the time.
Let's watch Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Okay. Would that please you?
Eustace. That's his name.
Eustace. Yes.
Stupid that... dog.
Would that please you?
Yes.
Well, there we go. See? I live
be
to please.
Very pleased.
You are my majesty. See what I'm saying? You getting what I'm... you picking it up? Because I'm putting it down.
Oh, my God.
Putting it all the way down. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, she... yeah, she was struck several times, and he's going to go to court, and that's about it. So, I got one more story here, I guess. Is that cool before we
Yeah, let's do it. If it's worthy, is it jam hole worthy?
Of course.
Is it worthy to lay upon my ear holes?
Yeah, and this is kind of by, like, where my grandparents used to live, or my grandpa, the one who's still alive, still lives.
All right.
And it's a, I guess, I didn't know this when I was younger, but that whole area is known for their pornography.
Oh, wow.
That they produce. Oh, you wow. You know what I'm saying? So
I got it.
Police searched Wednesday. This is Van Nuys, California, the West Side.
West Side?
Riders, baby!
Anyway.
They searched Wednesday for a porn actor suspected of killing one colleague and injuring two others with...
with
a sword-like movie prop.
Wait, what?
Sword-like or dick-like?
Sword-like?
Like, right, a sword-like movie prop after he was ordered to leave a production studio where he had been living. Pick up your shit and get the fuck out of here before I kill you with this sword-like movie prop. He disarmed the guy and is like, I'm gonna kill you now, and apparently he did. Stephen Hill attacked his colleagues during a small social gathering late Tuesday at Ultima DVD's Inc.'s distribution and production center in Van Nuys. Hill had been told earlier to leave the studio by Wednesday. Get the fuck out of here. Quote, he just snapped and went off and stabbed people. Whoa. That probably had absolutely nothing to do with him being let go, Price said. Yeah, right.
I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do and flip out, man. All I wanna know is who's coming with me, man.
Oh, God.
Jan, thank you, Jan.
Fucking awesome, dude.
See, but this guy actually did flip out.
Yeah.
Like, I am going to do what everybody thinks I'm going to do.
And stab
and
people.
And flip out and stab everyone.
Let's get nuts. You want to get nuts?
Let's get nuts.
Police said Hill attacked one person near the back on the facility and turned on two others when they tried to intervene. One suffered a stab wound to the torso and died at the hospital.
Damn.
The other two victims were expected to survive. Hill fled with the weapon in an SUV, police said. The assault at or near Havenhurst Avenue and Sadakoy Street was reported at 10:20 p.m. Tuesday. Hill is described. All right, I want you all, anyone that can draw, I want jam hole listener sketches of this description, okay? I want them. Email info at thejamhole.com if you can do that. That would be great. We'll get a bunch
like.
Of them and we'll post them. It'll be fucking fantastic. He is described as a roughly 6-foot-tall black man in his 30s. He may have fled in a 1996 blue Toyota RAV4.
Wow.
Do you remember the RAV4?
No.
That thing totally reminded me of that game for the NES, that RC Pro-Am game. It was like the fucking lame-ass shitty piece of crap truck that you had to start out with, the default model. Just totally made of plastic and just a hunk of shit. The victims' names were not released. Price said they were not established porn stars. Hey, no one you'd recognize, so don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
You don't know them. It's fine. According to Ultima Entertainment's Twitter page, the man who died uses the stage name Tom Dong.
Tom Dong.
Oh, this is my stage name. You can call me Mr. Dong.
Okay.
You can call me Tom, though. But it's Tom. Mr. Dong to everyone else.
How about John Longtong?
No.
What?
Tom Dong. That is so fucking
John
spectacular.
Long Dong.
And his stage name is Steven Driver. Just FYI.
I actually used to work with a guy named Wong.
Wong?
Wong.
Was he Asian?
What do you call him?
Did he rack a discipline?
No, he was crazy, man.
For
he
real?
Tried to he got fired from Hoo Hot for slapping a bitch.
With a spatula?
No, his hand, man.
Oh, nice. The back? The backside?
Yeah.
With his little Miss Ring hand?
He was really funny. Like, he had a really thick accent. I think he was Korean or something.
Nice.
Or Vietnamese.
They are fiery.
And he was getting pissed at this chick we had in prep, and he was like, he's like, you talk too much. He goes, my woman, no talk. No talk unless she talk to talk. He's like,
she
talk or she talk too much like you do? And he like holds out his hand and makes that slapping thing. He's like, my woman, no talk. You talk
Fuck
too much.
Yeah. That is not racking discipline.
He was so funny, dude. I love that guy. Oh my God, it was so great. And to hear that he got fired from Hoo Hot from slapping a bitch, that was so great.
Oh,
I was,
man.
Like, I bet, I oh, she not talking too much!
In quotes.
Yeah, I know, right?
His fucking statement just like, oh man, that's brilliant. Thank
she rock a discipline.
She rock a discipline, absolutely. Oh man.
Gotta keep the pimp hand strong, man.
Fucking A, dude, you have to. Look around, dude. You absolutely have to keep the pimp hand strong. And by the pimp hand, I mean the backside of his little Miss Ring hand. Absolutely. So, Hill had lived for several months in a section of the production facility that appeared to double as an adult movie set. Appeared to or totally fucking was. Like, he was living on the beds that in the daytime the porns were shot on. Right? Loads were shot on. Pardon me.
Loads.
Loads of loads just blown the fuck all over this bed that you're trying to cuddle up on and keep warm. You filthy... I would stab a bitch, too. That is no way for a man to live in
no.
these modern times.
No.
Of beautiful, wonderful, phenomenal economic growth and prosperity and job percentages. We're all working. We're all fucking making this nation what it is today. And for that, you're welcome. Those of you not working. Is there anyone left? Everyone's working, right? I'm pretty sure
now
that
I have a job, you think everybody's working?
Yeah, like you were the last one, I thought.
Oh, I was the last one.
I thought that's why you couldn't find a job was because everyone else had already filled positions.
Nah.
So I would try to fill
no,
your position.
There's some more people
away.
Out there with absolutely no skills to speak of. Okay.
Every motherfucking day in my motherfucking life, dude, I see all day, every day, boy. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, I think with that's going
to
do it.
Some people were just born to die.
Basically, here's a quote to leave you all with. He seemed like an okay guy who was trying very hard to get recognized and get his name out there. You know, Tom Dong.
Tom Dong.
Tom Dong. Really? Best porn name
ever.
That's
a great name.
I need to be MC Tom Dong. That's going to be my new rap name. I got it, guys. You guys have been bugging me. You said I can't just use Matt Lee. It's Tom Dong, biatch. So there. He carried around pictures of himself in hardcore action, and he would always want to show them to me. Oh, funny guy. The kind of guy that nowadays, like, SMSs you just disgusting shit. And then when you get it, he's like, did you get that text I sent you? Yeah, I got it right in my fucking spam folder. Don't ever fucking send that shit to me again.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, that's about it, I believe. I hope you've all enjoyed our time here together. I have. It's been a slice of heaven. You got anything else you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Thank you.
Thank you.
To all of you. To all of the local supporters I've had.
Enjoying
running
that.
To me at the gas stations around here. That's pretty nice.
It's cool.
Definitely
we like
that.
You guys. Come hang out.
Definitely thank you to everyone else out there that's listening, because you guys are the shit and you keep us alive.
That's right. TheJamHole.com/donate. Keep us alive.
Fucking A. And thank you to the owners of my job for hiring me.
Props to y'all.
Yay.
And thank you for allowing me to sit in on the test run through.
If you can. Maybe. We'll see.
Right.
Right.
For sure.
For sure.
I'll see you. When is it? Thursday? I'm there.
I don't know. Whatever.
I will be, however, rapping at Grizzly Jack's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
I just want to say that last Thursday I did not. I was doing some recording and hanging out and, you know, just taking a day off. Monday, Jam Hole. Tuesday, Hotbox Podcast. Wednesday, Jam Hole. Thursday, Hip Hop. Friday,
Jam Hole.
Saturday, Sunday, jamming your hole. And just chilling, you know, and like working also all 5 days motherfucking week. Breaking my back for this shit. I love this shit. If I have to have a job my whole life just to continue doing this fucking show, I will do that. That's the kind of dedication I'm bringing to the table. So if you want to sit down, sit down. We'll have a sit down. We'll talk and we'll get down and we'll see what happens. You can email us info.
Do a little dance.
Make a little love.
Get down tonight.
Email us tonight.
Get down tonight.
Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thank you for that. Thejamhole.com, of course, is where all our shit's at. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687, for either us, The Jam Hole, or the Hotbox Podcast. You can also use
for
that
any
number.
And all your weed-related questions, please give us a call.
That's absolutely right. Every Tuesday, you guys can check out episode 2. It's posted. Sandy's going to do the show notes for that. But yeah, we're really enjoying that. I'm digging it. I like weed, dude. I fucking love weed, man. What can I say? I'm so retarded, but I like it.
I'm glad that you started up a new podcast that you actually enjoy.
I want a motherfucking empire, dude. I want a geek podcast. I want a fucking whatever. I want it all.
Well, you know how sometimes people start things and they're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have.
And they just like pod fade.
Yeah.
For real.
I mean, not even just podcasts.
Do you remember,
like, just starting something else to help somebody, and then you end up hating it, and you want to do it anyway because it's your friend, and it's in an awkward situation.
For real.
And you start it up, and you're actually liking it.
Charlie Clown says, fishing podcast.
I would love to.
You
absolutely. And me, Charlie Clown?
Let's shooting podcast? Shooting guns? Fuck yeah. Let's do it. I'll do a mycology podcast.
I'll do it. I'll
give a fuck. We'll do a book club.
Danny's Guide to the Outdoors.
Dan the man's Daniel's guide to living like a man.
Oh,
living
God.
Like a man. Absolutely.
It should be the woman's advice for the outdoors.
The woman's
and totally big capital man. Woman's
everyday
guide to outdoor life.
Everyday advice for bros like us.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, thejamhole.com/Twitter, Facebook,
donate.
MySpace, donate, all that
donate.
Shit. You guys know where it's at, thejamhole.com. So other than that, we'll see you Friday.
Friday.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you guys.
Goodbye.
All of you.
I love YouTube.
I love YouTube
goodbye.
Too. Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.